Country Bob FM.
The bell means it's time to settle down, take your seats, get ready, pay attention, eyes up front, because it's time for the Bob Almanac. And filling in for Neil Freeman, Brad LaRock is here.
You stole that bell from a Motel 6 somewhere, didn't you?
No, I think it's from the game Millbourne. The card game, you remember that? It had like it was actually an orange. We had one at home. It was Millbourne, and we actually stole the card holder and used it for Uno.
Nice.
Because there was the little green card holder. Then I think the actual bell was orange.
Yeah, it
Millbourne.
Was.
I don't even know what it was. It like had cars. It had cars and things in it. I don't have ever played it. That was when I was really, really young.
That was the gift you got from Grandma that sat on the shelf.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thanks, Graham. Right. Thanks, Graham. That was really nice.
Yeah, they didn't. Some relatives, sometimes, they don't put a whole lot of thought in the gifts. And you knew it, too.
Right.
You knew it. That they just didn't know you.
Well,
that
was the discount bin.
It was the discount bin.
Yeah.
And it was so nice of them to think so much about me. So then I've passed that on to my gifts now.
Exactly. It doesn't smell like mothballs when Grandma gave it to you.
And I give similar gifts now. Let's get this thing going. No Neil today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. We wish him the best. He's a little under weather today. Today is Monday, July 17th, 198th day. We're already getting close to 200. The 200 plateau for 2017.
Aren't we like 20 weeks away from Christmas or something like that?
I don't know. I don't do that. There's some people out there that do that.
They're doing it.
There is a Twitter that you can follow, and it'll tell you how many days until Christmas.
Nice.
167 days. I know it's 167 days until January 1st, 2018. That I know.
Time flies.
1867, you may have heard of Harvard. They have finally gave the dentist their own school. The Harvard School of Dental Medicine became the nation's first dental school on this date, 1867.
You know the drill.
Much to the chagrin of all the anti-dentites out there. 1867. 1874, you know, I did not know that Archie and Edith, I didn't know that they adopted... I didn't know that they adopted the Siamese twins. I missed that episode.
Chang and Eng?
Yeah, Chang and Eng Bunker,
right.
The original Siamese twins,
right.
Died within an hour of each other on this date. They were 63. They had been joined at the chest for their entire lives. The twins married two sisters and fathered 21 children between them.
They didn't have a television.
They didn't have a television, so they didn't know who the Bunkers were.
Exactly.
And they died 1874. That was a good 100 years before All in the Family.
Oh, yeah, Chang and Eng. That was like Ronnie and Donnie. They were a local deal in Midwest Expositions back in the day.
Just think of that story. That's quite a story. I'd like to read the story of their lives and what they had to go through.
Right.
1874. 1920, you've heard of the wonderful town. It's within our 105.5 listening area. They're part of Bob Country Sox Center. They have a famous favorite son named Sinclair Lewis.
Wow, I never knew.
The novel Sinclair Lewis, or the novel writer Sinclair Lewis, finished his novel Main Street, which was based loosely on Sox Center. And they have Sinclair Lewis, is it Avenue or Boulevard? I know that their main street is Sinclair Lewis, and their school's nickname, their sports teams, are the Main Streeters.
Look at that.
All because of Sinclair Lewis, and he finished his novel Main Street on this date, 1920. Go out and read it today. You won't be disappointed. On this date, 1941, the streak ended.
And there was a man on first base, and I was at bat with one out, and I hit a ball to the left of Lou Boudreau, who was managing the ball club, who was playing shortstop. And as going to field the ball took a bad hop, and he got his glove up in time and threw to second base and completed the double play, and that's how that streak was broken.
That's the Yankee Clipper himself, Jolton Joe DiMaggio, talking about the end of his 56-game hitting streak on this date, 1941. He went hitless against the Cleveland Indians.
That's like half a season. More than.
Well, no, because half a season's 81.
Right.
Half a season is 81.
That's
but
a lot
now,
of baseball games.
Now here, listen to this. He went hitless in that game, and then the next day he started another hitting streak. It was 16, 17, 18, something in the teens.
They don't make them like 15, that anymore.
Above 15. So he went another hitting streak after he had gone hitless. That was in 41. That won't be the last time we'll hear the name of Lou Boudreau here today on the Almanac.
Interesting.
1955 was a big day for Disney.
Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you.
That's Walt Disney himself dedicating Disneyland in Anaheim, California, 1955. That was a pretty big deal. Have you ever been to any one of the Disneylands or Disney Worlds?
Yeah, I've been to both, actually. I've been to Disney World and Disneyland. I kind of thought it was a Mickey Mouse operation.
It was very much a Mickey Mouse operation, and it's awfully goofy to go there.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Kind of far out. I mean, like way out to Pluto and back.
Ba-dum-bum. Let's do a little bell for that one. Do I need to go to Disney World or Disneyland? Disney World is, of course, developed into the bigger one. It's got more features and more different amusement parks with Epcot and the other things down there. Do I need to do that before I die? Does that need to be a bucket list thing?
I think it is.
Okay.
You need about 3 days, though.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
It's a long thing. And bring your checkbook.
Exactly.
Make sure you've got enough room on that credit card.
Even the restrooms smell like cotton candy.
And even the restrooms are expensive.
Yes.
I'm assuming you have to probably pay.
Coin op.
And then Mickey Mouse is in there. And the kids, don't traumatize the kids. You see Mickey Mouse without its head.
Right.
You don't want that. It's very traumatizing for the young kids. Steer them away. That was in 55, 1961. John Chancellor, who we mentioned in our birthdays late last week, he replaced Dave Garraway. Garraway, of course, was the first host of the NBC Today show. That means John Chancellor was the
second
host. Yes.
He was my father's favorite.
We are learning. 1961. Also in 61, Ty Cobb died at the... Nobody liked him. Nobody
Why?
Liked Ty Cobb. Ah, he's a dirty player.
Oh.
He would come in spikes up when he would slide into second base. 74 today. He was the all-time hits leader before the gambler, Pete Rose,
really
overtook him there in the 80s.
Interesting.
61 for Ty Cobb.
I thought he was a corn salesman.
Ty Cobb very well could be, or maybe a corn cob pipe salesman.
Right,
I'm sure that would work, too.
He was a colonel in the Army.
Perfect. Let's go to 1968 now.
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and bluer meanies have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
One, two, three,
four!
Yellow Submarine, the movie, was released on this date. 1968 feature-length movie. London Pavilion is where it premiered. That's a crazy movie with the animation. It's just weird. The Technicolor and the characters, the Blue Meanies. Then you got John, Paul, and Ringo. They're out solving crimes and trying to capture the Blue Meanies.
There was some mind-bending and mind-altering stuff that went behind the production today.
I believe so. That was in 68. Now, beginning here in 1981, this day is particularly tragic with a number of things that took place. Beginning in 81 in Kansas City.
Come to the Hyatt Regency immediately. Three sky bridges fell in.
Three what?
Sky bridges holding people from the third floor fell and crashed.
Okay.
Immediately.
Hyatt Regency
immediately.
All right.
1981 is when that happened. Wow. I remember that when I was a kid watching the coverage of that. The Hyatt Regency in Kansas City, jam-packed atrium area there, collection and gathering area.
Forgot all about that.
And two skywalks collapsed. Bad architecture. They weren't made to be able to handle the kind of weight as there were people standing on those. And 114 people died. Over 200 were injured on the state in Kansas City. That was 1981. Then in 1996.
It was a crash as horrific as it was mysterious. TWA Flight 800 explodes in midair in 1996 off the coast of Long Island.
It blew up in the air, and then we saw two fireballs go down to the water.
That was this day, 1996, TWA Flight 800 crashing. And, of course, initially everybody thought, you know, they saw a missile. They
right.
saw a surface-to-air missile, and it was a terrorist attack. And then they reported it was a spark that ignited the fuel. But then many years later, they've come out again with the possibility. Somebody was on the committee and on the team that investigated this thing that there was actually a cover-up.
Really?
That is the conjecture. That is the conspiracy theory. They're still, basically still the reason is the problem, the electrical spark in amongst the fuel area there. But you can look more into it. There are some videos out there and reports. 1996 TWA, then 1999.
This is CBS News continuing coverage of the breaking story, the search for an airplane carrying John F. Kennedy Jr., and there's no other way to put it, the fear. The deepening fear that perhaps the so-called Kennedy curse has struck again.
There's Dan Rather reporting, and those fears were realized. John F. Kennedy, along with his relatively new wife, as I remember, Carolyn Bessette and her sister Lauren Bessette, were on that plane, and he was still somewhat of an inexperienced flyer, and it was cloudy and foggy, got disoriented, and I guess he got turned upside down as he was trying to find the horizon, and crashed here this date into the Atlantic Ocean, 1999.
What airline always used to use that moniker, leave the flying to us?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Jim Reeves, the ones that come to mind, Jim Reeves, John Denver, and John F. Kennedy Jr.
Right.
Stars, that was their ultimate demise.
By now.
1999 is when that happened, and that was just heart-wrenching because you remember him at his father's funeral in the procession where he saluted.
Never forget it.
Yeah.
Never forget that.
That was 1999. 2007, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick indicted on this date. Two felony charges related to an illegal dog-fighting ring. Bad decision there, Mr. Vick. Pretty much ruined his career, although he did come back, and there were some teams that actually wanted to bring him back. I think the Philadelphia Eagles did, and there was some talk that we even considered Michael Vick at one point in time.
And Michael Vick still wants to play football. It's a true story.
He was a great, great athlete, obviously. Virginia Tech, right?
Yep, he could run.
Yeah.
Oh, he could run.
Well, he shredded the Vikings defense at one time against the Falcons. Was it an overtime win? I mean, he ran in and scrambled and see you later. That was 2007, 2009. Speaking of great newsmen, we lost Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America. That's the way it is. Award-winning newsman Walter Cronkite, 2009. Do you do a Walter Cronkite, Brad?
On the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
And again, it was a tragic day today. 2014, 3 years ago, this is when Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 shot down near the border of Russia and Ukraine. Nearly 300 people. This one was definitely a terrorist act. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for that incident. That was 3 years ago, 2014. Let's move on to some happier things. Donald Sutherland, the actor, 82.
Wow.
Hi, man. What are you doing? I'm drinking wine and eating cheese and catching some rays, you know.
What's happening?
Well, the tank's broken and they're trying to fix it.
Then why the hell aren't you up there helping them?
Oh, man. I only ride him. I don't know what makes him work.
There he is in Kelly's Heroes.
I remember that movie.
Kelly's Heroes, Telly Savalas. Clint Eastwood's in that too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Another good one was Dirty Dozen and MASH.
He was Hawkeye Pierce in the movie MASH.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Italian Job, and he was most recently in The Hunger Games. He played the president.
He was
the evil president in The Hunger Games movies.
He plays a great evil guy.
And you know, his son's a pretty good actor too.
He is.
Donald Sutherland and Kiefer Sutherland. And the question is, has there been a more prolific father-son acting duo?
No.
Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas, maybe?
Maybe, but I don't think they can hold a candle, those two. I mean, Kirk was great in his thing, and so was Michael, but these guys got it going on.
Donald Sutherland, and they just acted together in a movie. Maybe you might want to see it. I want to see it from maybe a couple of years ago called Forsaken.
They were together
for the first time. Donald Sutherland is 82 today. You might be old enough to remember the TV show Julia?
Yes.
She was a nurse. Diane Carroll. And this was a groundbreaking sitcom because she was the first African-American woman to be the lead in a television program. She's
very, very beautiful woman.
And we love our TV themes here on the Almanac, Brad. I don't know if you've come to that conclusion yet.
I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
You bought that CD.
Yes, I have three of them.
You're right.
Volume
as
1, 2, and 3.
TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was also in Dynasty and the Colbys, also appeared on A Different World later in her career, but she's most known for Julia. Diane Carroll, 82.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Yes, sir! Bern Lundquist responding to the Jack Nicklaus putt that helped Jack Nicklaus come back and win the 86 Masters. Vern Lundquist, one of the best sportscasters around. He's starting to wind down his career. He's not doing as much, but he is still broadcasting. He's 77.
You know, I run into him about once or twice a year.
Of course you do. Working at the Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium. He'll come there covering the NFL.
Yep.
Seems like a very nice man.
Nice man. Nice man.
He's 77. Connie Hawkins is 75. Basketball Hall of Famer. Had some dominant seasons with the Phoenix Suns. Now, he has a connection to Minnesota because he played in the American Basketball Association, the ABA, for the Minnesota Pipers.
Really?
When the Pipers moved from Pittsburgh to Minnesota there, whatever year, 68 or something like that, he was on the team and played, I think, the games Neil would remember at Met Center. I think they played at Met Center.
Peter was the coach.
Connie Hawkins, 75 today. Peter?
Piper.
Peter Piper was the coach of the Minnesota Pipers. You're probably right on that. I'd have to look. 75 for Connie Hawkins. Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall.
Huh?
The Duchess of Cornwall.
Wow.
Cornywall. Camilla, she, of course, is married to Prince Charles.
Oh.
And it was her affair with Prince Charles that broke up what he had going with Princess Diana.
Sorry, how do you have an affair with that when you're... When you got Diana by your side.
Yeah, I think he had some confidence issues.
Right.
Is what Prince Charles did. He felt not worthy. He knew he had outpunted his coverage big time, even though he wasn't a prince. I mean, he not only did he outpunt his coverage, it was in the parking lot.
Exactly.
That punt was in the parking lot. With and just think, if Camilla hadn't been there, he hadn't had that affair, and they had stayed together, maybe even for the whole time, or at least a little bit longer, change your path, maybe Princess Diana would still be with us. Not blaming it on Camilla or Prince Charles.
No.
Just know about fate and maybe in another timeline.
Maybe it was a windy day and his ears caught the drift. I don't know.
She is 70 today, the Duchess of Cornwall. PJ Souls, the actress, is 67. She's been in stripes. Now, you remember her? She was the blonde
she
MP.
She was the blonde.
She was the blonde MP officer that Bill Murray gave the spatula treatment to.
Oh,
the spatula
great.
Treatment. Great Bill Murray.
Who loves you, baby?
PJ Souls is 67. Lucy Arnaz, daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi. Emmy Award-winning producer. She worked on Lucy and Desi, a home movie. She won the Emmy for that. She is 66. Michael Knight.
Wow.
Knight Rider. A shadowy flight into the dangerous...
The guy who played Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff.
We all drank that Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that was a good show. I watched that as a kid. Talking car with turbo boost. Everybody wanted a car with turbo boost. Right. David Hasselhoff, 65 today. He's also a big deal in Germany. They actually think he can sing in Germany.
No way.
I'm not sure how that came about. David Hasselhoff, 65. He was on Baywatch, of course. Who would turn that down, that role down, huh?
You know, that's before remotes.
65 today. Mark Burnett, 57. Gave us Survivor, The Voice. Some pretty big reality TV shows. Mark Burnett, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He did that one, too. He's 57. Country singer Craig Morgan is 53. Might play something from Craig Morgan here if we can slip it in. Biddy Schramm was 49. She's
Biddy.
The one who cried when there's no crying in baseball, and she had the little kid named Stillwell.
That was a good movie.
He's the sweetest little boy. Everyone's just going to love him.
Yeah, they love Stillwell. He was a terror, and he always had chocolate all over his mouth. Biddy Schramm, who played Evelyn, who could never hit the cutoff man.
Right.
And drove Tom Hanks crazy in A League of Their Own. 49 today. And country singer Luke Bryan is 41. Happy birthday to him today. You got some gones but not forgottens over there?
Yeah, I do. And born on this day in 1889, novelist Earl Stanley Gardner, who gave us Perry Mason, which I loved that show even as a kid. James Cagney.
I got some James Cagney audio.
All right.
That's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am. Uncle Sam. I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle.
Probably his most famous role, huh?
Yeah, he was born on this day in 1899.
Anybody ever called you a dirty rat?
No, you dirty rat. Born 1912, television host Art Linkletter.
Got something from him.
What's the first thing a fireman does when the four-alarm bell rings?
He pulls up his pants.
There's another
one. What would you do first if you were president?
Keep my mouth shut.
Kids say the darndest things. He kind of gave us that and invented that.
That was a great show.
On his show, Art Linkletter. I remember him trying to sell me an adjustable chair.
Yep.
And he actually was the host of the ABC coverage that I used for the Disney opening.
Really?
He was the anchor of the coverage.
He was a big deal, man.
He was.
Yep. Hall of Famer, Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Boudreau.
Hey, we just talked about him.
We did. Born on this day in 1917. Phyllis Diller was born on this day in 1917. I don't know if it was 1917. It was like 1817.
Funny lady.
The funny thing is modern medical science never comes up with anything to help me. Now, I thought I found something on my own. I found a money-back guarantee on a beauty cream. Rushed down to the store. They took one look at me, paid me in advance.
She had good self-deprecating humor, did she not?
She really did. She was like the female Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes, very much so.
Born in 1932, former basketball star Johnny Kerr, otherwise known as Red. Mick Tucker was born in 1947. The group Sweet. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, little Fox on the Run.
Fox
little
on
Willie.
The run.
Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie around. Willie won't go.
No. How many one-hit wonders? We should cover that one day.
Oh, they had more than that hit because they had Fox on the Run. They had Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz.
They also had Love is Like Oxygen.
Okay.
Too much and not enough, and you're going to die too much and something or other.
Let's not rank those on quality of songs, though, okay? Nicolette Larson, going to be take a whole lot of love, huh?
She dabbled some in country music later on in the 80s and had like a top 40 with Steve Warner.
She did?
Yeah, she duetted with Steve Warner. It was called That's How You Know When Love's Right.
That's it. You go move on to the bonus round, Jim. She was born on this day in 1952. Phoebe Snow. Remember her?
Poetry Man. You don't have to go. You're the poetry. There wasn't an octave that Phoebe Snow couldn't hit.
Sweetness.
She also sang the theme to A Different World.
She did.
TV show. And do you remember the commercials she used to sing for?
No.
It was, what was the name of that coffee? Was it General Foods International Coffee?
That was
the
her.
Ones that were in the little rectangular cans?
Yeah.
That was her.
My sister still drinks that stuff.
Who sang that?
She was born on this day in 1950. And then in the totally unrelatable rapper Guru, born in 1961, a member of the group Gangstar. Had to throw that in there.
All right. I think I actually have her her coffee jingle here. Let's see if I can find it.
And then there's another one that sang it.
There you go. That's it.
That's it. You remember the jingle to Me and My RC? Me and My RC, sung by a female? Do you remember that?
I remember Me and My Arrow.
No. And My RC, RC Cola. That was Janie Fricke.
It was.
It was.
Well, I didn't know that.
If you hear that jingle again, and you have to pull that up one
right.
day, you'll just say, wow, that is Janie Fricke. It's unmistakably her. So thanks for having me in here this
morning. Well, thanks for filling in. Neil should be back tomorrow. We mentioned Craig Morgan. He is having a birthday here today, so let's play a little Craig Morgan. Happy birthday to Craig Morgan. 53 today. Maybe not a good day to have a bonfire if the heat index is going to be at about 97.
Exactly. Stay inside.
Maybe hold the bonfire off till a little bit later when it's cooler. Here's Craig Morgan. Happy birthday to him on the Bob Morning Show. You can see it from the river to the top of White Pine Bridge. We're famous for